Welcome to the podcast. I am photographer Sid Caesar.
And I am designer Dave Say.
And welcome on this cold, rainy, crappy Monday, November 17th. Rain. Well, at least it's not snow, right?
Yay.
Yeah. But it's cold. Snow tires, though. Oh, you have little studded ones, right?
No, actually, those, I got rid of those.
Oh, you did?
They were 14 years old, and they had actually disintegrated.
There were no more studs on them?
Oh, there were no more studs on them, but they had actually, the rubber had started to actually decompose, so they wouldn't let me. They told me you got to replace them.
They were studless.
But they were 14 years old, so I got my use out of them.
Yeah.
So I have new ones on there.
Good. But it's crappy. It's cold. We've officially entered into the cold holiday cold.
Cold.
I put my scooter in storage yesterday. We put our kayaks in storage yesterday.
Sad.
Yeah, it was very upsetting. That last chilly ride to my parents' shed was just like,
no.
But it was good, but it was sad because it was the last ride, but it was chilly. So
the last ride.
The last ride.
Huh. Yeah. Well, now it's the season for
holiday cheer and
holiday cheer.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. The season of pumpkin spice lattes, which I had for the first time. You know, they always irritate me every year because everyone, there's pumpkin spice everywhere. Yeah, so I had one the other day just to make sure I really hated it.
Did you still hate it?
I actually kind of liked it.
Oh, no.
It was like, oh, man. I can't. I really was ready to like dislike everything about it, but it was kind of good.
It was kind of good.
Yeah, but I haven't felt compelled to have it since then.
No.
No.
Are you still going to Starbucks?
Not as often as I used to. I've been trying to shift and going to Riverwalk more.
Okay.
Although it's more inconvenient to get to and I had to pay for the parking. But the inside is actually quite nice. Mm-hmm. I actually worked there last week once for one day just to see what it was like.
Yeah.
It was a nice location. It was a little bit warm, perhaps.
And then do you buy stuff throughout the day to sort of...
Yeah, yeah.
...justify being there?
Or? Yeah, you don't want to be, like, rude or anything, you know, so...
Right.
At least buy like a good chunk of stuff in the beginning and then stay for a few hours.
Yeah.
And I figure that's fine. But there were a lot of people there with laptops working on things.
Huh.
You know, that's if you are a millennial and you have a laptop and you are working someplace, you probably should be at Riverwalk. So that would be the place to go, I think. If you are maybe my age, you could go to Starbucks, you know.
Yeah.
Uncaring. You know, that's like you're wrapped up in your own world. You know, that's Starbucks.
Do you still know anybody that works at Starbucks anymore?
Not really. I mean, you know, they know your name just from being there for a long time.
Right. But
they recently, I think, changed management.
Okay.
So Judy is no longer the manager. There's some new guy there. And so there's always a kind of like a key crew shift change.
Yep.
Yeah. So the people there are newer. I don't think there's anyone from there I knew 4 or 5 years ago.
You don't.
I don't know. I
that always stinks. Like, from somebody that worked retail for, like, 10 years, like, anytime there's a major change, like management change or anything, just you always know it's going to go bad. Or just changes the whole atmosphere. When we opened Newbury Comics up in Manchester in 1990, whenever.
Yep.
The core employee group, just it was a perfect fit. Like, everybody got along. The manager, from the manager right down. And then I just remember when they changed managers and this guy came in and just... Everything was just completely reset, and just there was just all kinds of tensions, and it just never gets good.
Well, I don't think it was bad in this case. I think what happens is that a lot of them just follow the manager to the other store,
right?
If they're staying locally,
I can see that.
So I don't know if Judy is still doing Starbucks managing things, you know, but maybe she's opening a different store. For a while, I think it was the prestigious store was the one near the premium outlets. I think there's a new Starbucks.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been to it.
No.
It's like a little bit more out of the way than...
That must get a lot of traffic.
Yeah, you can
just
imagine.
From all the people coming out of the outlet malls.
Yeah. So I usually just go to the closest one, which is, for me, is the one at exit 6.
Yeah.
And Riverwalk's like another, I think, 10 minutes or 15 minutes away. So it's significant enough that like I usually don't want to go there.
Yeah, Riverwalk's like right over near the studio here.
Yeah.
Like it's right on Main Street.
Yep.
And now it's probably even quicker to get to because of that little bridge that they added that goes across the river right here. So we can just go in front of that new brick building that's right there.
What?
The little bridge right here on the other side of our building. The one that for a long time just went nowhere that goes over the river.
Oh, that's open?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. They finished it, so now you can go up and over, and it takes you into the parking lot of that new apartment complex they just finished building.
Oh. So that would be making it... So Bonhoeffer's would be closer then,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Right. And then you still had to cross the street to get to Riverwalk.
Yep.
Yeah. Still a long walk. Yeah.
Especially in the winter.
Yeah. But I've been working at home much more often.
Yeah.
So it's been that's been good. So anyway, what's going on, man?
Oh my God, a little bit of everything. I just like most recently, 2 days ago, Saturday, I actually did my first like personal shooting all year.
Yeah.
Which I should be doing more of, and I haven't. But it, Saturday went perfect. We had a this guy by the name of Philip, who I met through Elise McDonald of Studio 99, formerly of Studio 99. She introduced. Anyways, we got together because he's a video game fan, and I'm a video game fan, and we're both fans of the video game Halo. But he is much more of a fan because he made, in the Halo game, for those of you who don't know, you play this sort of super-sized giant military guy in, that wears this military suit that makes him sort of like 8 foot tall and extremely strong, called Master Chief. And so this Philip, he created a Master Chief outfit rather than go out and buy one. He made one out of paper.
Nice.
And it's incredible. And it's absolutely incredible. And it's like you can get these things online and you can print them out. And then it's just a matter of sort of like folding all the paper in appropriate places.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he uses this like epoxy to harden the paper. And then he paints. It's just fantastic. He just did an amazing job. So we finally got our schedules together and he came over Saturday. It was a little cold, but it was still nice. And we got outside and we did a bunch of location shooting with him in this outfit. And he made a couple of different helmets and it was fantastic. It was just so awesome. And our friend Jeff came and hung out with us and it was just a great day. So that was really nice. So it sort of invigorated my personal project shooting. Like I just needed to do that. Like I've been trying, there's a couple of projects that I've got on the back burner and I can't get it. I just like, I'll do it. And then I just don't do it.
Yep.
So this is a little boost of adrenaline I needed to, you know, to do that. And I needed it. And then at the same time, a couple of days ago, because once it gets cold around here, like my whole attitude just goes like straight down. Like it gets cold and I just want to hibernate and it's the winter and all I end up doing is like sitting on the internet looking at other photographers that, you know, I think are better than me and I just want to quit and I want to stop. And so I need to sort of find a way to counter that before it starts to sink in. And I think that shoot sort of helped a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I had this really cool thing the other day. I'm just following incoming links and it took me to this guy's blog and he had this whole thing where he was talking about natural light shooters versus people that use studio strobes for photography and lighting and all this kind of stuff. And he had all these, you know, like classic examples of street photography. And then he had a whole bunch of celebrity portraiture stuff. And then right at the very bottom, right underneath this picture of Jack Nicholson, it said something, it was in parentheses and it said, if you'd like to see really good contemporary work by current working photographers, go see the work of Sid Caesar.
Excellent.
And it was a little clickable link that you could click on and everything. Yep. And so that kind of helped me too. I was like, well, that's kind of cool. Like,
yeah.
You know, like,
contemporary photographer Sid Caesar. I like the sound of that.
Thinks I know what I'm doing.
Well, you do know what you're doing.
So that was kind of nice. Just this random little thing.
The little bits of I guess,
reaffirmation?
I have like a weird relationship with the word affirmation. I don't really like the word because I feel like I should like not need it, but I do. And so there's this kind of I was talking to someone about like this desire. Who was this? Oh, I was talking to our friend Teresa about the asking for help. And this has been in the news recently too with that Amy Palmer. What's her name? Some singer had come up with this book about
Amanda Palmer.
Amanda Palmer.
Amanda,
okay.
Yep.
And so this has been on my mind a lot about asking for help. And I don't like asking for help because I have this idea that I shouldn't need to ask for it.
Yep.
Or I don't deserve to ask for it. There's a little bit of both that's in there. Like I should know better or I should be stronger.
Yep.
But you know, asking for help is important because as someone had pointed out to me on my blog actually, in a comment that's like, when you don't ask for help, it kind of, well, by accepting help, you allow other people also to participate in your life.
Yep.
And so I've been thinking about those kind of things. But so it's kind of related to the affirmation thing, you know, but I don't, not really. Yeah, I was just going through my head a lot. And just going back a little bit about doing the personal work.
Yes.
This month I've been doing, because it's November and NaNoWriMo is going on.
Yep.
I'm not doing NaNoWriMo, but I've kind of felt the desire to, you know, vampirically steal their energy and do stuff. But like, so I've been trying to do something for myself every day and posting it on my website. And I found that, you know, like you were saying, that, you know, it kind of alleviates that sense of like, you know, blah, 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 cold, 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 stupid, stupid, stupid.
Yes.
And I'm thinking I'm going to, no, I should make it a regular thing.
Now, you did this once before. You did, like, it was a month of just different products every day. Was it last year you did that?
It was like in February 2013, I believe.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was doing the a product of the day thing just to see if I could do it.
Yep.
And it was like the best thing ever. When I stopped, I did the much less fun month of marketing afterwards. But that's when I had revamped my website for the first time. It's different now, but I had made some changes to it to showcase the stuff I was doing more often. And so that was a good step. It was a painful step, but it was necessary. I revamped it again, I think a few months ago.
Yep.
And I also simplified it again a couple days ago. At that time, I was like, okay, I can see this is kind of going somewhere now.
Yep.
And so, but it was all those little steps, you know.
Baby steps.
Yeah. But doing the one thing for every day, I'm not calling it a product a day this time. I'm calling it a thing a day.
It's a little bit
less demanding.
Right.
It's a thing, you know? It's just a thing.
It's
you know?
A thing.
A thing.
I just made a thing.
Just a thing. Not a product. A thing.
It's a thing.
And so they can be something as dumb as like I would just draw a diagram on a piece of paper but not finish it.
Yep.
I mean, see, that's
the thing. There's the thing.
That's the thing of the day.
There's
maybe
the thing
I'll
right
come
there.
Back to it.
This is the thing I'm working on.
Some other time. But by allowing myself to, I guess, approach a lower bar, it becomes less of a barrier. Then like, oh, I need to finish this. If I start this thing, I want to finish it.
Right.
That's the tendency I have to have.
Yeah.
So getting more comfortable with working in little spurts and partial completion.
Yep.
I think that's been helpful for just moving forward with things.
Yep.
So, you know, like along similar lines, you know, maybe the shooting stuff, maybe, you know, it's good to shoot for yourself.
It is.
You know,
it absolutely
even if it's something
is.
Even really small probably is.
Right.
I'm thinking it's that little act of making every day that like, helps keep it away.
Right.
So that's the theory I'm going to test like throughout next year, I think. I think I'm going to commit to that.
Good.
Yeah. So.
Good.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yes, making things.
Making
stuff to
things.
Keep you motivated.
Yeah. Even if you're not motivated, just making something.
Just do it. Yep.
You know.
And I'm lucky enough, like I try to shoot what I really want to be shooting with, like the musician stuff.
Yep.
But this project is nice because one, it's sort of part of like this video game culture, comic book culture thing that I've been doing. I've done a couple of personal projects so far.
Yep.
And even with the music stuff, as much as I love photographing it, I know it's for a purpose, and it's you know it's clients and it's job work. And this is like, there's no other reason to do this other than like I love this guy's outfit and I want to take pictures of it because it's of a video game that I play and everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Does it feel pretty cool to have like a number of different photo shoots related to this now?
It is.
You've got how many now?
Three that I've done with different people. So there was the Wolverine shoot with Matt Smeagol, and then Mannix Muir and the Legend of Zelda shoot.
Yep.
And then this Halo one.
Yeah. The power of three.
I just love nerd stuff. You know, it's just like nerdity stuff. When I'm not taking pictures of toys, there's a couple of new toy pictures that I took. I got a new figure that came out, and it's for the movie Alien. And so the whole backstory behind this little stupid toy that I bought was back in 1979, they were going to make toys for the Alien movie by Kenner. Kenner used to make the old original 3 1/4 inch Star Wars figures that had like five, you know, their arms moved and their head moved and their legs went back and forth.
Yep.
But of course, they never released these Alien figures because, you know, it's like toys based off of this like kind of horror movie and stuff.
Yep.
So just recently, within a few years ago, this company bought the molds that Kenner had put aside, and they bought the rights to the Alien stuff, and they made these Alien figures, and there's five of them. And the one I bought was, for those of you familiar with the Alien movie, when they land on the planet and they get to the Alien ship, they have these spacesuits that are sort of loosely based off of designs by French cartoonist Mobius, who used to do stuff for Heavy Metal magazine. So they made a little Kane, which is the figure that gets the chest burster later in the movie and stuck on him. They made a little Kane in the spacesuit with a little removable helmet.
Yeah.
So I totally had to have that. And like because of those Alien figures, they've totally expanded the line now, and they've got Firefly toys, and they've got Back to the Future toys, and they've got Pulp Fiction toys, and they're all in these like retro 5 points of articulation, you know, just like really kind of crappy old, the likenesses don't look like them or anything like that, but they're awesome. Huh. They're awesome.
So they're awesome because they have crappy articulation.
They're awesome because of the same types of toys, just nostalgia one, because they're the toys that I grew up playing with, not these like super articulated, everything bends and moves.
Yeah,
and
it's
stuff.
Creepy how good they're getting, isn't
it?
It's like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're so spoiled.
Out of control. That, well, look at those. Did I show you those? The 3A ones that comic book artist Ashley Wood. Uh-huh. He's got his whole toy line.
You bought one of those?
No, I didn't. I can't because they're like, buying those, it would never end.
They're ridiculously expensive.
They're like the basic figure is like $150, but they're amazing. They're so, and they get larger and larger, and there's some that are like. You know, like 15 inches tall, and it's just nuts. Like, I don't know.
I like Ashley Wood's stuff. Like, I like his illustration work.
Yeah, it's like he's making his, and all the like toys, they all have all the clothes, and they're all knitted and sewn. Huh. It's just nuts. It's so nuts.
Wow.
But the prices reflect what you're getting.
Yeah. That would mean needing a much nicer house to have toys.
Exactly.
Otherwise, it would just make the rest of the house look like crap.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my god, let me put that down there, Alien figure, just so I can show the picture I took.
Yeah, those are pretty cool.
What else have I been doing? Oh, so I met, when I went to the Photo Plus Expo a couple of weeks ago now, I had met Matt Swaggart, who is the owner of Hold Fast, which is those leather straps that I can't stop talking about. And he came out with these new little clasps to hold your camera to the straps, and he sent me a pair that came in the mail. And
nice.
They're awesome. They're made out of the part that like sort of attaches to the camera. They're made out of what they use for sailboats, like these little snap things that they use on hail. I don't even know. I'll try to post a picture of them, but they work fantastic. Like there's no way that they could come free from the camera attachment.
Yeah.
So it was a smart sort of decision in his move to move on to those.
That's great.
So that was very cool. And
you should do a news blast just so we get through all this stuff. And then like head back. Oh, all right. Back to,
we'll just blow through.
Yeah. So what's coming up?
Nothing. I was a little jealous. I'm a little jealous because I had this guy, Jake Zwart, came to the studio. He's never modeled. He wants to get into modeling.
Yeah.
So we sort of did a bunch of different looks and stuff for him. But this clincher was he needed the portfolio because he's moving to New Zealand so that he can try to start modeling over there. And so...
Yeah.
He's been posting all these. He went there like 3 days after we did the shoot. He moved, and so he's been posting all these pictures of him in New Zealand and stuff. Yeah. And of course, he's gone to the Shire, and there's all kinds of pictures. And there's Bilbo Baggins' house up on the hill and everything, which just makes me just so jealous and stuff. And then he posted these pictures of it looks like it was in that same area of the Shire and stuff where they filmed the movies, but it's just these rolling hills, and then there's these wood. Railings, but they're bigger than like normal railings that you would hold as you were going down these little slopes. And they took, you remember at the beginning of one of those Jackie Chan movies where it was like this big giant bubble that he climbed inside and he like fell down the side of a cliff?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they have this and you climb in there and it's filled with like water.
What?
And you go down this thing, which is just this series of like slopes, and you can you just run in this bubble down this side of this hill. And then the railings prevent you from, like, you know, like rolling down. It was just, it was amazing. Yeah. And he's posted pictures of it. He's like, Middle Earth is the best place in the world. Like, New Zealand is the best place in the world.
they must admire other cultures for something.
It's crazy. No, probably not. No, I think that's probably just the place to go. Yeah, it's just like, it's heaven there. Like, it's paradise.
Oh, I'll have to check it out sometime.
Oh, it was crazy. So
someday.
So that was kind of cool. We did that. And what else? So we had the Chamber of Commerce came to visit the Picker building last week. So hello to anybody that might be listening to that. Thank you for stopping by and coming up to the top floor. And the Picker building is also scheduled to have a holiday open house on Saturday, December 6th. I believe it's from 12 to 5 PM. I'm not sure if I'm going to be here yet or not, but visit pickerbuilding.com to see all the different people that could potentially be exhibiting stuff and buy some stuff for the holiday for your loved ones. Mm-hmm. What else have we got? The New Hampshire Institute of Art Alumni Exhibition at Kimball Jenkins School of Art in Concord. We went to the opening reception. It was a very good turnout.
Excellent.
That show runs through November 28th. It's free.
Free.
So please go see it. It's free, and it's a lot of work by Institute alumni. You can see what their graduates are doing.
That's cool.
Yes. And our friend Edith Wheeler, who did the tintype photos of us, the exhibition that she's been building this body of tintype work for, the opening for that is actually this Friday, November 21st, from 5 to 7 p.m., and it's up in Epsom at the Epsom Public Library.
Uh-huh.
And I'll try to throw a link into there to that. So, and it's like, I just want to see a whole room full of tintypes on display. Like, I think that's just fantastic.
Cool. Yeah.
And she's worked really hard for this exhibition. Like, we've seen her like bust an ass trying to get everything ready for this. And that's almost about it. And then, the final designs for that album, artwork I was doing just got approved. Yep. And so that was uploaded Friday night.
Nice.
To the printer in the United Kingdom. So pretty soon it will go to print, and it'll be done.
Excellent.
And then I'll get my copies in the mail, and I can show them off and see, like, look, I did this, the whole thing, the CD artwork, and all the artwork on side, and the pockets, and it's just amazing.
Nice.
Yes. So that's everything that was on my list. I'll add goodies.
Let's see. What do I have on my list? I think that's it. I hear the holiday stroll is coming up on November 29.
Oh, yes.
I think I've only been to one of them. And I think it was...
Did you go with us? No,
I don't think so. I was just surprised that there were so many people in Nashville.
Yeah,
this is one of the times of the year they says, like, wow, there are a lot of people here. It was just, I've never seen downtown filled with people, like overflowing into the streets.
It's a lot of people.
So, and of course, I don't really like that many people at one time, so it's not really my kind of thing. But I can handle it for like maybe 30 minutes and wander around and see what's going on.
Yeah.
And you just kind of say, oh, there's people. I think the only other time of the year that's like that is probably the 4th of July.
Yeah.
In which, like, you just get stuck in traffic trying to get from Hulpin Stadium downtown.
Yep. But this is kind of cool because they close off downtown Main Street.
Yeah.
And a lot of the shops are open and stuff.
Yeah, so... I always hope there's fried dough, and I think I'm always disappointed. But I've only been the one time.
You should have a fried dough cart.
Yeah.
I don't think there's many places around here that have fried dough.
And a lot of people don't even make it anymore.
No.
They just, you know, they just make, it's pre-made.
Right.
And they just warm it up. It's like, what's up with that?
Right.
Like, it's like the cotton candy. Remember when they used to make cotton candy?
Yes.
Instead of just having it in bags.
You would watch them and they'd spool it up in the little paper
and
cone.
That smell, that sort of smell of like burning sugar that you could smell far away.
Yep.
And it's all gone.
Yep.
Same with the popcorn in the movie theater. This is what our country has come to.
Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, we need Nashville needs a fried dough. Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. When our businesses take off, we'll buy part of downtown and we'll make a fried dough emporium with comic books and fried dough.
There you go. Yep.
What else will there be?
My childhood friend Ryan, when we were growing up, he was like, I want to own a comic store / pet store.
It would be a pet store or like, you know, one of those rescue things and get your face painted any time of the year.
It's just a smorgishboard.
It'll be all of Nashville's pop cultural needs will be put into this one
right
little,
here
one little place
right yeah. here all of it it's all everything that's the name of the store is just welcome to everything
will be
can I help you? What do you have?
We've got everything.
I can help you find that, sir, because we have everything. Yikes.
I wonder if it's possible to even do a pop-up store version of that that just has a little bit of everything.
No, because that one thing that somebody's looking for that we don't have, they would, like, instantly run to Yelp and be like, they don't have everything. Like, oh, that's it. It's all
yeah, over. So it's like, oh, we always say we would have everything that matters.
Right. Yeah, everything is.
Like, you want, sorry, you're like,
what do you want?
You want that?
No, no.
Well, go to eBay.
Yeah.
Go to eBay.
No, that's not important, sir. No.
Yeah, no, it doesn't fall within the door. Our central canonical list of things that are.
Exactly.
That really matter.
Yep. You should leave now.
Yeah. So
you go to the
Brotherhood
mall.
Of the Wolf, you need to go to eBay.
I was just wondering. I was just like, needs to come out on Blu-ray. Needs to come out on Blu-ray.
Blu-ray.
No, not Blu-ray. Oh, don't get me started on this movie.
Reminds me, I need to watch Hudson Hawk again this year.
No.
Have you even seen it?
Yes. Yes.
It's amazing.
No, it's not amazing. No.
And you haven't seen Battlestar Galactica either.
No, never had any interest.
Did you even, like, watch the Space Cruiser Yamato 2199?
No, I haven't gotten around to it.
There's so much.
There's too much. There's too much.
There is too much stuff going on.
Way too much. You can't keep, it's impossible to keep up. Yeah. So what was this thing about these little fish things that you were trying to make?
I was making maki rolls.
Yes. What is that?
Well, the maki is the seaweed rolled rice things when you make sushi.
So it's rice rolled in seaweed?
Yeah, you've seen them before.
Then you chop them up into little
round things. You see them in the supermarkets, these.
Oh, yeah.
Usually they're the inside.
Oh, it's called maki.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just thought that sushi was just sushi. Like, everything was just called sushi.
I'm not exactly sure what refers to what. Maki refers to the rolls. I don't know if maki means rolls.
Okay.
Actually, I think it does mean roll, because futomaki means fat roll, apparently.
Oh, futomaki.
So futomaki is a kind of maki roll. It's fat, but it's loaded up with the stuff. That's why it's the fat roll.
Okay.
And they have different ones. Like, some have tuna fish in them, some have...
It doesn't have, like, actual fat in it, does it?
Like, no, it's just, like, it's big just around instead of a small one. It's
the girth,
bigger one.
The girth.
The girth one, right. And so this is something my mom used to make when we were kids. And so I thought I would try to recreate them. And so I got the rice, and I made the rice vinegar solution, and I tried drying it out, and I got the seaweed, and like I tried to make the Japanese-style omelet, and then I tried to make the Japanese-style fresh pickles, and they all came out really terrible.
Oh.
And I rolled up into one big, fat, disgusting-tasting roll that just didn't remind me of Mom's home cooking.
Oh, no.
But it was exciting. I posted some pictures on it. It was one of the thing-a-day activities. But I did end up, like, after the fix this, I ended up buying I think it's called a hangiri. It's a special cedar rice tub in which you use to dry out the rice when you're making the sushi filling rice.
Yep.
And then also I got one of the special Japanese omelet pans.
Oh.
But they're the square things, because an interesting thing about the Japanese omelet is you put it in the bottom of the pan.
Yeah.
You let it cook a little bit, and then you roll it up.
Ooh.
To the end of it, and then you put, while it's still a little bit damp, so then it sticks together, and then you pour more egg into the bottom, and then you roll it up again until it just gets big, fat squares. So it's kind of awesome. But I forgot. What was your question again?
I don't even remember.
This is the sort of thing that we really need to bring Kenta Koga in.
Oh, okay, yes.
With.
Isn't he? He's supposed to be a really good cook, right?
Oh, yeah. He and his brother, G. They are opinionated and skilled
Kenta Koga.
Yes.
Kenta Koga.
I think he left a comment about something.
Did he? I was thinking about Kenta last night because I started getting back into Gears of War and the Horde mode. And Kenta and Claire and I used to jump into their Horde games and stuff. So I was playing last night thinking about Claire and all her potty mouth as we're playing.
Yep.
But good. And then I think we're going to try to go see Big Hero 6, which is the new Pixar movie.
Is
that right? I haven't actually watched. I don't know much about it. So
I've only seen those couple of trailers.
Yeah, going in not knowing a whole lot about it.
Yeah. I still haven't seen Frozen.
I haven't seen Frozen either.
I feel I need to see it. Every time there's piano karaoke,
somebody singing a song.
Someone requests like some Disney song, and then Elise doesn't know it. and then you see all these sad millennials.
How do you not know it?
But I want to sing the song from Rescue Rangers.
Right.
And
Frozen's weird though, because it just seems like it's completely surpassed like every invisible boundary. Like everybody talks about Frozen. Like
I have no idea.
It's like we got to watch it just to be included in the conversation.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. We'll fix that at some point.
Yeah. Well, Christmas is coming up.
Christmas is coming up. We're going to try to do a stripped-down Christmas this year, like our family.
Yeah.
There's just too much stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Plus,
it's not been a really great year, you know, financially, so we need to save our money
and
go into 2015 strong. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
They haven't stopped me from buying a whole bunch of stuff I don't need, though.
Exactly. We're still buying toys and movies and stuff.
Well, I guess that's the podcast.
Awesome. So, I guess we'll see you possibly next week.
Yep.
Although we've sort of fallen on this like every other week kind of thing.
Yep.
But all right, I'm photographer Sid Caesar.
I'm designer Dave Say.
And we will see you guys later.
Booyah.
Booyah. Music. graciously provided by Michael Bellar and the Azzes Ensemble. You can visit him at michaelbellar.com. Give him your love. Kenta Koga. Give Kenta Koga your love, too. And Claire Davidson. Give Claire some love, too. Claire's like knitting things and selling stuff on Etsy. We should put a link up for there.
Yeah, we should.
We love you, Claire.
Bye.
Bye.